Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and for those who don't know that, I will remind you again, we are streaming stories of leadership, entrepreneurship, and new economy every single day, thanks to Nathan Gobes and Chris Jarrell, who have been posting those stories every day. Very fortunate to be joined by my favorite co-host, Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome back, Mark, and we hope you are well.
Thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here. I bet you say that to all the co-hosts, but it makes me feel better, and it's great to be here and great to talk to another terrific guest we have today.
And we notice you've got your winter apparel on, and so you're ready for the cold.
Trying.
And our guest, again, I'm really excited to have back again, especially talking around litigation. I love the stories of litigation, especially when I'm not in the middle of it. Jonathan Crafts, partner at Fields and Dennis. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
So I'm glad I have two attorneys on this interview, because I'm told we're going to talk about transfer to FND and election litigation. But transfer, FND, I don't know what we're talking about until you inform me.
So I guess in the recent past, just in the past 2 months, I've transferred to a new law firm. And so I've moved. My previous practice was largely centered on white collar crime with some civil litigation. Moving to Fields and Dennis, which is where I am now, I'm going to be more focused on the civil side with a boost from the white collar defense that I've worked on in the past. But I think given today's climate, it seems to be the right move. It seems to be that a lot of the larger, well, the white collar is really focused more on the larger matters. The Department of Justice and the SEC seem to be going after the big fish and not diving down as much. And so my practice, I'm a smaller firm. And so I don't get as much of that white collar work. I can get it. My goal is really to start working more with the corporate clients. And then if they have an issue, then I can assist them with the white collar matters that may come up. It's not a recent trend. It's not just with this, with either the past two, regimes. It's been a developing action that the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission are really working on bringing in more money rather than, it seems to be that they're focusing more on the money issue and the disgorgement with the SEC, and penalties with the Department of Justice. So it's really, the SEC has recently, my understanding is in the past year, it was their largest ever in terms of money coming in from their penalties and disgorgements. Even though they had far fewer enforcement actions, they were bringing in a lot more money. So that seems to be the general trend moving forward.
Jonathan, it seems like your background, because obviously you have been with a very big firm, then when you were with a specialty litigation firm, and now you're with a firm, Fields and Dennis, that does a lot of domestic relations work, and that would, as you talk about litigation, and, I think we've talked in the past about this, you're able to work with more entrepreneurs now, and you're able to, that have constant different issues, which before you probably weren't able to do because of the price points you were at.
Right. I mean, and so starting out, I started out in New York at a large firm in New York. And I mean, we were really bet the company firm, right? I mean, whenever we took a case, it was millions of dollars involved, billions in some cases. And it limited what I was able to do for the clients. I mean, we did great work, but I wanted to serve the clients more closely. And so I have worked essentially from the big firm down. And I've tried to develop my practice into more, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a generalist, but I have dipped my toes in a lot of areas. And so working with smaller companies, I can work with them on a more personal basis. And that's really been my goal. I'm trying to, if a company brings me in, I can address a litany of issues, from the white collar to the civil, contract disputes, employment disputes. I've at least delved into it. It used to be that attorneys would do everything. It isn't as much that way anymore. They're more specialists. So I have my specialties, but I can provide more help. And that's really been my goal. I mean, working with the smaller companies, the developing companies, especially here in Massachusetts, There's a lot of biotech, there's a lot of entrepreneurship. And I really do think that I'm trying to provide the services that those developing companies really need.
Excellent, excellent. Now, while we have you, one of the things we're told that's gonna happen probably midnight tonight and tomorrow are election day lawsuits, bringing back memories of Bush, Gore, and some of the other issues. Just for a litigator's thought process, what is your take on what could happen?
I mean, obviously, I hope that there is a clear, I don't think a winner will be decided today. Hopefully a winner will be decided within a week. But no matter what happens, both sides, both the Democrats and the Republicans, have prepared themselves to field lawsuits on a host of different issues. I know there's in Texas, the federal court down in Texas just recently decided that they did not have standing to decide whether, I think it was about 127,000 votes by Texans in drive-in voting areas, whether they could be allowed or not. I haven't read the decision, but I mean, from my opinion, the court punted on that because they don't want to get involved in election law. Courts really don't want to get involved in election disputes. But given the history of Bush v. Gore, when the Supreme Court didn't necessarily have to get involved, but then decided they did, I think that there are going to be some actions here there are a lot of constitutional issues around voting that have not yet been decided. And it depends on whether courts are going to take a more active stance in these issues. I mean, from a litigator's perspective, I hope that the courts are more reserved. But given recent history, I can't say that that's necessarily going to be the case.
I'll take it from a different perspective. The people I know that had done business with Donald Trump prior to his being president said that there was always a legal action at the end of every deal. And that was his way of just always winning, even, regardless. If he had won, he wants to win bigger, or he wants to break people. So to me, the real loser here, because I do think states for the most part are going to react rationally, is that it's only going to create more acrimony between people who are very unhappy on the left and right and a dissension. And that's not good for the country. And so I do think there will be a winner within the week, but the loser will be upset people who will constantly hold on to this fact that this was not done well, because that will be the message.
I mean, I fully agree with that. I mean, if you look, even Bush v. Gore was, 2000, and people still harbor resentment at the decision on that. I mean, that was 20 years ago.
Right.
I think this is, the last 4 years have, exacerbated the divisiveness, I think, is the best way to put it, in this country. I mean, I see very few rational discussions between Democrats and Republicans, in the public sphere. And everybody's accusing other side of, violating the Constitution, doing horrible acts. And we really need to my hope is that the country can dial back its rhetoric, but I don't see that necessarily happening, even in the next 4 years, for the next whoever wins this election, I don't see that the things are going to come back. I agree with you that it's just going to get more divisive and acrimonious.
I don't think it's a gray-blue issue. I think it's a red-blue issue. And I feel like we're in a modern-day civil war. Yeah. And, somebody needs to put down, we all need to put down our sides and work together for the good of the whole country. Because clearly the landscape economically with the United States vis-a-vis the world has changed. And we need to come together.
Yeah, I take the opinion too that it's not just an issue with the United States. I mean, it's not just a Republican-Democrat issue. There are other forces involved in the world. I mean, if you look at other countries internationally, you're seeing a lot of the same issues. They're playing out here in the United States. We're focused on the United States and the courts. I mean, I'm a litigator, so my focus is primarily with, U.S. courts. Although I have dealt with international courts. I have dealt with international countries. And historically, it is concerning to me because, you see the divisiveness and the nationalism spreading around the world, and hopefully we can dial it back and bring everybody to a more rational place.
Well, my last question would be, isn't this time a litigator's dream? if someone's looking to, you know, keep themselves busy and work. I mean, if you're, you know, depending on who you're representing, left or right, Republican or Democrat, isn't this a litigator's dream time to really make hay? And that's part of the problem too?
It's a chicken or egg thing, right? I mean, are the litigators driving this, or is it just the way of the world? And I mean, there are a lot of ways for litigators like myself to become involved and, you know, make a good living, I guess is the best way to put it these days. But, you know, I think, you know, there's a double-edged sword, right? I mean, I can push a lot of issues in litigation, but I mean, what is best for the country? And I think that's really, it has to come back to a what is best at the country type of stance. My opinion is my opinion. I know that there are a lot of litigators who are going to be fully invested in the next few months trying to get through these election issues and a whole host of other, you know, a whole host of other issues arising out of this election.
Well, again, we've been speaking with Jonathan Crafts, super duper litigator, and Mark Z, super duper everything. Mark, if people were looking for you, wanted to know about personnel issues, and I'm hearing more stories about how to deal with personnel in this particular economy as well. It's a trickle-down theory. How would they find you, Mark?
Well, first of all, Jeff, just Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, and the letter Z, or go to markzlegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z-legal.com, or 617-338-1300.
And Jonathan, how would people find you?
Yeah, as Mark said, you can just Google my name, Jonathan Crafts, C-R-A-F-T-S. I'm at the law firm Fields & Dennis, and that's www.fields.dennis.com. And probably the best way to reach me is my email, jcrafts@fieldsdennis.com.
And we're going to look forward to seeing you again, Jonathan, and continuing on this topic. We know it's not going to go away. We wish it would, but it's not going to. And so we want to track it and get your opinion as we go through this, especially its implications for entrepreneurs.
Agreed. Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Fine, everybody. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to take a break.